Thank you so much, Mr. President. Mr. President, since this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor under your presidency, at the outset, we would like sincerely congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. We would like also to express our gratitude for the work of your predecessor presidents, namely Sri Lanka, Sweden, and Switzerland, for all their hard work to bring the CD to substantive work this year. Mr. President, the establishment of CD subsidiary bodies pursuant to CD decision CD-2119 and follow-up decision upon which five coordinators for subsidiary body elected and started their work was a turning point to allow the CD this year to engage in substantive work. The decision to establish subsidiary bodies for four core CD agenda as well as other agendas was the result of a collective compromise of the CD members to show their political will after intensive deliberations hammered out by this year's first CD president. My country supported the decision so as to create a new occasion for in-depth and technical deliberation of the CD agenda issues, in particular, long-awaited nuclear disarmament, to examine the prospects for negotiation of legal binding instrument consistent with the conference raison d'etre in accordance with its constitution, namely SSOD1. We appreciate all coordinators for their hard work for the first round of each subsidiary body meeting. We reaffirm our principal position, which is shared by G21, that nuclear disarmament remains as high priority for us. In this connection, Islamic Republic of Iran firmly believes that urgent commencement of negotiations in the Conference on Disarmament for the early conclusion of a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapons to prohibit their possession, development, production, acquisition, testing, stockpiling, transfer, use, or threat of use, and to provide for their destruction is the only practical way and the best concrete effective legal framework achieving and maintaining a nuclear weapon-free world. Consequently, scattered and delayed measures with long intervals, such as fulfillment of those long-awaited commitments on nuclear disarmament, have not had necessary effectiveness and requisite speed to eradicate the specter and threat of nuclear weapons. Mr. President, as we continue our deliberations in the five subsidiary bodies with their timetable, CD-2119 has also indicated the work of the subsidiary bodies is without prejudice to the CD rules of procedure and the responsibilities entrusted to the President. In particular, Rule 29, for drawing up the program of work of the conference. In this context, we are of the view that consultation of the president to draw up program of work should continue. Therefore, we are confident that continued open and transparent consultation under your able presidency could pave the way for consensual adoption of CD's balanced and comprehensive program of work. We tribute to your best effort and desire, and in particular, your esteemed country pledge as a member of the G21 to make every effort to see the adoption of the program of work for 2018 session of the Conference on Disarmament. Mr. President, we are ready to consider your proposal for program of work with an open mind and much interest. It is worth mentioning that any proposal that addresses the four core agenda items in a very balanced approach, including nuclear disarmament, which has been a constant position of all G20 members so long as the CD came to existence, will be carefully analyzed by our delegation. Of course, we are aware that putting forward a proposal by the President, which encompasses many ideas and views that meets consensus, is not an easy task. However, given the intricacy of the program of work of the conference, we value your best efforts in showing your responsibility as the fourth president of the conference for this session of 2018. Mr. President, we fully support you in your entire endeavor during your presidency. I thank you, Mr. President.